This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The agency auditing the Colorado Springs Police Department's use of force is delaying its report. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The company is adding a survey for people within the police department at the request of Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. The new survey is in addition to a public one conducted earlier this year. The audit is looking into the police department's use of force, including demographic data and potential disparities, and will make recommendations. The report is expected to be complete early next year. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
President Biden's next major spending bill could deliver progress on a career goal for Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
American families have received an expanded child tax credit during the pandemic. The larger payments, worth up to $300 per child per month, could continue under the proposed Build Back Better Act, but only for 1 year. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, a longtime proponent of the policy, said that opposition from Senator Joe Manchin forced cuts.
I basically begged him to give it a chance to see whether it was a real benefit to people in the ways that I thought that it would be, and it already has been.
The current proposal would also make millions more low-income families eligible for the child tax credit permanently. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Republican Lang Sias has announced he's running for state treasurer. Sias ran for lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket in 2018. Incumbent treasurer Democrat Dave Young is seeking a second term. This is CPR News and KRCC.